Well, thank you very much. That was quite an announcement over there, Reb Shalom.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Throat looks dry. Rabbi Herbst will be okay if he goes upstairs to the kitchen and gets a drink?
Yes. Does he know where the staircase is?
Three steps to your right, Reb Shalom.
All three steps to my right.
That's okay. Ellie's up to you. Watch. No. Three steps to your right?
Oh, sorry, I was going three steps.
Rabbi Herbst, some of your beautiful paintings over here, Rabbi Herbst, came crashing down to the ground.
Hi, what can you do? The things that I do, Baruch Hashem, for the sake of the children, that all the children should learn the proper things that they have to know about Shmir Saloshin.
What about the tiles that just came crashing down from the ceiling, Rabbi Herbst?
Well, for the children to learn all about Shmir Saloshin.
What about the door that came crashing down on the boiler?
Well, for the children to learn all about Shmir Saloshin.
You realize you're knee-deep in water, Rabbi Herbst?
Yeah, well, what can you do? It's all worth the sacrifice for all these children to learn about Shmir Saloshin.
Yeah, I guess one day you can put this pipe back in for wherever it came from,
but based on the water pressure that's coming in, and until we have a chance to shut it off or whatever it is, I think that we have about 20 minutes to a half hour before we drown.
It's amazing how quickly a house could come crashing down. But you know something, Rabbi Herbst? A person can daven and he can learn, and then he says one word of Lashon Hara or says one thing that hurts someone, and that's it. He just takes one wrong step, and all those beautiful words of tefillah, this gorgeous house, can come crashing down in a minute.
That's true.
So in a way, this is like what Lashon Hara is all about.
That is correct, and I hope the children realize that.
Davening and learning builds a house.
Oh, 1 second. They're passing me a message over here. No, you could tell the person on that phone. No. It didn't really happen. We're just making believe it happened.
Well, it's kind of a mushel, but in the mushel, it really does happen.
Someone called up and thought that my house really was falling apart.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
It's hard for you. Can you take this pipe, please?
Yeah, 1 second. And could you put that bubble gum back over there to hold that? Thank you. That's holding the picture. Fine. Very good. Okay, now let's continue with the show.
Anyway, a person can daven and learn and bench and say one thing that hurts someone else, maybe say something not nice to his father or mother, speak some Lashon Hara, and there goes all that big, beautiful house that he worked so hard to decorate and to build up, and it's gone in a second. Now, here comes Ellie. Hi, Ellie. Did Shalom make it upstairs? Ellie?
Hi. Sorry. I didn't realize you were talking to me. I was just thinking how wonderful it was that Hashem Yisbarach gave me such delicious food to eat at Rabbi Herbst's house. Oh, it was delicious.
Well, you should thank Hashem.
Did Shalom, that tall fella
that
almost hit the doorpost?
No, not almost hit the doorpost. He did hit the doorpost.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, Rabbi Herbst, here's the doorpost. You can put it next to the pipe.
Yeah, it's already piled up there.
Ellie, did you bench?
Of course I benched, but I don't know if I should tell you.
Well, you know, benching brings simcha to a person.
Oh, it
when
definitely
you say thank
does,
you to the
and
Rabbi
that's
Shalom.
Why I don't understand something.
Berachos HaMazon Zeh D'oraisa, you know
I
that.
I know, and there's something I don't understand, and it bothers me very much.
Is it some of the words in benching? Maybe me and Rabbi Herbst can help you with it.
I saw something.
You want to know who's in the sack in benching?
Actually, I saw someone.
Go ahead.
He wasn't benching.
Wait a second.
I saw Shimmy Shimer.
Ellie.
He didn't bench.
Ellie.
Yes.
You're speaking Lashon Hara on Shimmy Shomer.
I'm telling you about him. He didn't do a
on
mitzvah.
On this program?
But he didn't do a mitzvah.
Well, that's Lashon Hara when you say someone didn't do a mitzvah.
Why is it Lashon Hara? And he didn't do a mitzvah. We got to get him to do mitzvahs.
One of the worst types of Lashon Hara is to say that someone didn't do a mitzvah. It is really like saying, he's not such a good Jew.
But what should we do if we see somebody doing something against the Torah? What should we do?
Well, the proper thing to do is we should go over and speak to that person about it, not spread the story to others. If we want to help him properly, we should speak to him in a nice way and explain to him what he did wrong and how we could correct it.
By the way, we're not accepting the fact that Shimmy Shomer didn't bench.
No, of course not.
There's
a possibility,
just saying that
Ellie,
if you see anyone not doing a mitzvah, Ellie,
right.
You go over and you speak to that person.
And there's also a mitzvah to be the don the kafschus. Maybe you didn't see him benching.
I didn't.
But you know, Shimmy Shomer is still up there.
You know, you got a good point.
So it could be he's not finished totally eating. Maybe he's just resting a little bit before he finishes maybe dessert. And therefore, he's going to bench after.
You know, I didn't think of it that way.